10% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, 100% reason to remember the name. He doesn't need his name up in lights, he just wants to be heard, whether it's the beat or the mic. Feels so unlike everybody else, alone, in spite of the fact that some people still think that they know. But no, he knows the code. It's not about the salary, it's all about reality and making some noise, making a story.
Welcome back to Zone Hour 2 from Fayetteville, Arkansas, at the Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History. Robbie Nyswanger of the Arkansas News Bureau is going to join us in a little bit, but we continue with Senator David Pryor, who's been kind enough to stay with us through the break. Senator, how are you?
Yeah, great.
Appreciate you hanging with us there. Can you pull that mic up just to...
Yes, sir.
We got backwards on that.
Let me make sure.
There we go.
Is that okay?
Perfect.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, sir. So we were just talking in the break. You're back and forth. I guess you're coming up here and at the center some, but you're in Little Rock most of the time?
Most of the time in Little Rock, but we go and come quite a bit. I'm fortunate to be on the Board of Trustees of the university, so from time to time there's business that requires our presence here. Mm-hmm. And so Fayetteville is my wife's home. She grew up here.
Okay.
So it's like coming home every time for her. So we're in and out of Fayetteville all the time. We have a small townhouse here in Fayetteville.
So after serving as governor and 18 years in the Senate, I mean, you've been awfully busy. I'm thinking maybe you would have taken a lengthy break afterwards, but you've been awfully busy doing a number of things as an educator and now with the Board of Trustees. And when I saw that you were on the Board of Trustees now, I'm thinking, man, hasn't this guy suffered enough? I mean, it's been a little quieter lately, but, I mean, I was, you might call it fortunate or unfortunate, to cover the stadium debate and some of the other issues over the years that the board has been involved in. But man, you're awfully busy.
That's good, though.
Yeah.
You know, I'm at the age now where I need to be busy, and I enjoy being busy, and I enjoy the challenges that I'm involved with now. In addition to the other little functions I have here and there, I'm a member of the board of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting in Washington, and I go back and forth there about every 6 weeks, I guess you'd say, for meetings with the board. With the board for the CPB, as we call it, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. So we fund NPR and PBS, and I enjoy that very much.
So in addition to all the things that are going on now here with the Pryor Center, what's your vision for this long term? I know, you know, even today as we speak, you're still working on these long form interviews with famous Arkansans, and we're actually going to be able to play a clip from one with your football hero, Clyde Scott, here in a little bit. But what's your vision? I know you're moving to a new facility soon.
We are. We're moving down to the square in the next several months, I guess. And it's in one of the old bank buildings there, right on the Fayetteville Square. And there will be other parts of the university, other departments of the university in the building that we will share with them. But our center is going to be there. We're going to have expanded space. We are out of space here. And to house the Channel 7 collection, I think that's in itself about 4,000 square feet, if I'm not wrong, Randy. I believe that's correct. So that's going to take a lot of space itself. But once again, as we covered in the earlier part of the segment, it's a state treasure that no other state has. And I think that we're the only university doing in the United States doing what we're doing here with the University of Arkansas, with saving and recording, preserving, and sharing these histories of people of Arkansas. As we said, Arkansas people are storytellers, and we want to tell the Arkansas story.
Yeah, the area we are here in the library on campus at the University of Arkansas, this is more of a workspace than anything else. I mean, is the new facility going to have room for, I'm wondering if there'll be a place for the public to come in and maybe see whether it's, you know, some of the photos y'all have posted here, or maybe some of the video
Absolutely.
Segments?
Absolutely, and there will be studios, TV studios, that you could come in and do your own interview.
Oh, really?
So you want to interview your grandmother or grandfather. Mm-hmm. You can come in and sign up for time, and you come in, conduct the interview, and then when you walk out, we give you a copy for you to keep forever, and the Pryor Center keeps a copy forever.
Okay. That's
now,
great.
Now, let us also say, and that was the melodious and famous voice of Randy Dixon, who you heard many, many times on Channel 7 in the past. But we will eventually have, and we don't quite have it put together financially yet, but not everyone can come to Fayetteville, Arkansas. to do an interview or to have an interview recorded with a member of their family. So we're going to have what we call a story bus, and it's going to go through the state of Arkansas. And it will go to the town squares and to the country fair, to the fairs, and it, maybe even some football games and whatever. And it's going to be a roving interview of people of Arkansas, and it, I think it's going to be very exciting. And we know no one else is doing that in the country. Story Bus with NPR does some of this, and we Story Bus now has about four or five of the Airstream trailers that go around the country, and they do just an interview, an audio interview, but this will be a video situation where people will be videoed, and they'll be coming right into the story bus and sit there in a sofa, on a sofa like a, you're sitting in your living room, right, or in your den. And
it'll be high-definition video for them to take with them and for us to
see. See,
so
there's the technocrat.
There you go.
I never thought about all that.
Hey, well,
that
taking the show on the road, right?
That's
Senator?
Right, taking the show on the road. And this is going to, by the way, take a lot of good volunteers. And so we're going to be asking people of Arkansas to help us set up these and interviews and find the people to interview and with the stories that really tie Arkansas together.
Absolutely.
Well, there's some, I'm sure this is just a tiny part of the collection, but there's some great photos that y'all have framed up here in the Pryor Center, and there was one in particular over here with this orangutan, and I had to wonder what you were doing holding a baby orangutan. Do you know, what's the story on that?
Before you were even in grade school, one day there, when I was governor, the they had a zoo day situation, and it was, they brought a chimpanzee, a baby chimpanzee, and we were advertising zoo day. And I announced that day also the Mother of the Year Award. We presented it at the state capitol. And the Mother of the Year Award barely made the last page of the paper in the last segment of the news that night. The chimpanzee was number one. And so
it was that, the lead story, right?
It was the lead story that night, especially on Channel 7 when Randy was there. But it was... I've always liked that story of the chimpanzee. And by the way, these pictures, this is a sore subject with me. They've got all these old pictures of me up here. When we moved to our new facility, one of the caveats about moving is that no pictures of me. Okay.
Is that right?
We're going to retire those pictures. We're going
to
retire those pictures. Okay.
Some good ones here.
Okay.
I think maybe you could auction them off and raise some money for the center.
I don't know if anybody wants them or not. They're pretty old.
I think you get a lot for that chimp picture at the very least.
Yeah, the chimpanzee might survive some way. picture.
Your son has been on the morning show several times over, so I was hoping that you didn't find out about his experiences on there because I was afraid he wouldn't join us. So apparently he hadn't gotten to you, but when you all get together, is it typical father-son things, or do you talk politics quite a bit?
Well, we're going to have brunch on Father's Day. So I'm looking forward to that. And we talk politics some of the time, probably not as much as a lot of people think we might. It could come up, I might say, in a roundabout way. I usually don't bring it up if he wants to talk about something politically. Mm-hmm. It's sort of up to Mark to bring it up. I look forward to Sunday to have brunch with Mark and our families. And so that'll be fun. I look forward to it. Whether we'll talk politics, I do not know.
Yeah.
Probably talk about the Razorbacks.
Yeah, maybe so.
Well, and you can, by the way, you can sense the Razorback fever is now beginning to surface. People are thinking about it. I was just at the Bud Walton Arena at the Hog Heaven down there, making a little purchase, and so you can sense that people are now really getting ready for this new coach and our new team and new Razorback year coming up.
I know,
Randy, did you want to say something?
No, I'm excited to be up here. I'm coming up on 6 months. That I've been here, and it's just I'm thrilled to be in Fayetteville and part of the Pryor Center.
We're glad to have you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Randy Dixon, Senator David Pryor, joining us in the zone. Again, we are in Fayetteville today. Have you had a chance to meet Coach Bielema and the staff yet?
I've only had the chance to just shake his hand, but he is very, very he's excited the base, I think.
Yeah.
The Razorback base is out. out there. The Razorback world is very excited about Coach B, and so I'm excited too. And I know everyone here in Fayetteville and across the state is excited.
Well, you know, you talked about changes, and when you're talking about how, you know, listening to something predating TV, and I think about the trip up here from Camden was it's become exponentially easier. Yeah. We were complaining about getting stuck in traffic in Russellville the other day, but with the interstate system and 540, it's become an awfully easy trip compared to what, you know, taking the pig trail in the old days. But
well, from Camden, we used to have to drive up through Hot Springs and then Waldron, Y-City, you know, and up through that way, up Highway, old Highway 71. And mm-hmm. We had our favorite little places to stop. There was a great little cafe in Mount Ida, and there was a great little cafe up in Waldron, and they served wonderful pie. And for years, I would stop there and have lunch or supper as we were driving back and forth. So, mm-hmm. But, yeah, the highways are much better.
Sure.
Yeah, they're much better.
I was going to say, too, about the facilities here. I mean, you've seen – I mean, an awful lot of change since the 50s. I mean, when you were in school up here, I mean, it's incredible where we are now.
But, you know, the issues are still the same. The students still complain about not enough parking.
Sure.
And that issue has not gone
away. So do the employees. Yeah. It's tough for everyone.
So parking is still a number one issue between faculty and students, among faculty and students. But I'm sure that's the case at every college, every university. And by the way, the Fayetteville campus has grown so much in the past decade, and we're approaching now, I guess, 26,000 students or so, or right now, or 26,000, which is an all-time record. When I was here, it was probably 6,000, mm-hmm. 7,000.
Hey, when I moved here 15 years ago, I think it was at 18 maybe, so there's been a lot of growth, like you said, in the last 10, 15 years.
A lot of growth, right. It's a very, very well, highly accredited institution of higher learning, and we're proud of this campus and the other campuses within the university system.
Mm-hmm. I know, being a gentleman who attended Henderson State, too, we always get excited about the Battle of the Ravine. Have you been back for any of those?
With Ouachita and Henderson. I did. I went to one for some years back, but I must say I'm due for another one. I need to get back.
Yeah.
I look forward to it.
Well, we got a good one going right now. I think both programs have done pretty well, both very well coached. So, yeah, it's a good time to be part of that.
Right.
Well, we appreciate you coming on today very much. I know you have other things to get to, but I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal. If you will come back on with us, we will come back and be live when you open the new facility. How about that?
That will be great. That's a
deal.
Randy, don't forget this.
Oh, I won't.
Okay.
What's our, hold him to it.
I owe Randy for getting me to Arkansas, so I do whatever he asks.
Oh, okay. He got a lot of people to Arkansas.
He did. He's been trying to get me out ever
since.
And
he got a lot of people to Channel 7.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
And
I got him from TV into radio.
Yeah. Thanks, Randy. I appreciate it, actually. So it's worked out great. What is the – do we have a goal date for the new facility?
Not sure yet.
Okay.
But hopefully
we don't
soon.
Know.
Well, whenever. We'll be there.
Soon.
Senator, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for coming
My
on.
My honor. Thank
Appreciate
you so
you.
Much.
All right. Senator David Pryor, we're going to talk to Robbie Nicewanger coming up in just a little bit. We got a chance to hang out with him a little bit. We're going to do kind of a state of the program from a guy who covers it closely, so we look forward to visiting with him. Business of the day, of course, U.S. Open continuing today, and at least we hope it does. We talked to Josh Dickinson earlier today. He's a caddy for one of the players in the tournament this weekend. And if you missed that interview and you want to listen to it, you can go to the Buzz Hub, and actually also have tweeted it out, I believe, as well. Matt, did we get that out?
Yes, it's on your Twitter account.
You're so efficient. It's incredible. We are also, looks like they are back playing now, so we will update you on the scores as my page reloads right here. Charles Schwartzel has moved into a tie for first place with Charlie Hoffman and Ian Poulter at 3-under par, and Schwartzel is through five holes. The other two are through three. Dustin Johnson still at 1-under par through five. Hunter Mahan, or through eight rather. Hunter Mahan 1-under through five. Steve Stricker 1-under through six. So all very much in contention. And my board is still showing that they are suspended again as far as play goes. So I'm not sure exactly what the status is there, but we'll try to update you as we go through. Also, NBA Finals tonight. You can hear those on the buzz following Drive Time Sports. So we look forward to that. Pretty busy day. And again, last night, a classic for sure is that NHL game last night was pretty remarkable. So if you went in, 433-1037 or 1-800-477-1037, yes. Let's go ahead and do that. We were talking to Senator Pryor earlier, and he has a hero just like we all do, and he's probably a hero for many people. But his football hero was Clyde Scott, who, Randy, was...
Well, he was an All-American running back in 48, but
you know, he's also was a heck of a track star, winning a silver medal at the Olympics in London. And so in 2010, the Pryor Center interviewed Clyde Scott, and he talks a little bit about running track.
Well, of course, what you want to do is get the best start you can. Don't want to jump the gun by any means, but you want to get the best start you can. You, the perfect start would be that your full energy is starting you when the gun goes off. I don't think I lost a hurdle race to a person that I could see in front of me. It's just the fact of him being there. You develop a determination that puts power all through your body. It just gives you more of everything when you see him in front of you. And that day that I ran the 100, he was about 2 to 3 steps in front of me, 3/4 way down the track. And it just gave me something in my mind, in my determination, in my total being is explosive. It brought me to a level that I didn't have ordinarily. And it was just that determination that forced me to do the best that I could. But if I could see the person I was running against, I could beat him most of the time. In fact, just about every time. That's just a fact.
That is Clyde Scott, old number 12. That's pretty cool. Senator, if you wouldn't mind putting your headset back on, I think we have a special guest here on the Revolution Hotline. And I had already set a show record today by having one senator on the show, but now we're going to go with two because I see that your son is on the line. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Thank you for having me. Boy, it's great to hear Clyde Scott's voice. And Dad, that kind of reminds me of my re-election right now. If I can just see the person I'm running against, I think I can beat him.
There you go. If you could just find out who it is.
I got all this crazy out-of-state money coming in. Anyway, we can talk about that later. But listen, thank you for doing this, guys, and highlighting the Pryor Center, because it's a great Arkansas asset, and it's a treasure trove of all kinds of great Arkansas history.
We're thrilled to be here. So it's been fun telling stories with your dad today, and I know you've probably had a chance to, you know, see a lot of this stuff, or at least hear about a lot of this stuff. So it's I'm looking forward to the new facility and giving folks in Arkansas a chance to see some of it in person.
Well, it's a great asset, and it's really, you know, my parents, both my mother and father, have just it's been a dream come true for them for, you know, how that has grown and how much material they're accumulating, and there's so much more out there. And, you know, everybody I hope will help the Pryor Center take it to the next level, because it's really an incredible reservoir of Arkansas history. And look, when you can have like a Clyde Scott and Bill Clinton, and, you know, hopefully you can do things like, you know, get the history of some of our great companies like Stevens Incorporated, and you can go to, you know, these great Arkansas business and sports and political figures, and just, you know, folks that changed the state, and you actually get to see them and hear them talk about what they did and why. It's great. And it's unique. There's very few places anywhere else in the country that have what we have in Arkansas, and it's unique that we're capturing all this.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty amazing thing, and as we talked about earlier, having worked at KTV and seeing the 26,000 hours in that basement, this very scary basement it was, but it was always kind of fun going down in there and looking for old tapes. But it is a remarkable amount of you know, great history, certainly, and I'm glad it's being preserved. And the thing is, Senators, if you had 1,000 people working on this 24 hours a day, I mean, I don't know, it's going to be an ongoing process for years to come. There's certainly a ton of work to do, so it's going to be fun to see how they are able to present it at the new facility.
No, I agree with that. You know, one of the things that, Dad, when we were moving those tapes, because I volunteered for a weekend or two to move those tapes over to the State Library to keep them preserved, that Channel 7, amazing Channel 7 catalog that they had. You know, I noticed one of the things, that y'all have like every Frank Broyles show that they ever did. And,
yeah,
you know, that in and of itself is amazing. You know, that's so much fun for Razorback fans to see.
I don't think any state has this treasure, as I've said a couple of times before. But, by the way, when y'all were moving – the library from the Channel 7 building in downtown Little Rock to the old to the state library where Randy has spent the last 2 years digitizing this and working on this whole collection. I was hoping there would be some tapes y'all might throw away or lose on the way involving me,
no
but I guess they're still all there. I'd hate to see them all, to tell you the truth. But
I did see a picture of you handling some of the tapes, and wondering if you were losing, misplace them on purpose.
I was trying to lose them on purpose.
Yeah.
Mark, are you in Washington?
I am. I just voted. We just voted on a judge, and I am. So, in fact, D.C., by the way, is bracing for this huge storm that's supposed to come. Who knows if it really comes or not, but everybody's kind of hunkering down up here.
Okay.
Well, Senator, we appreciate you calling in, and I want to wish you happy Father's Day. I know you're going to get a chance to spend it with your father. So, to both Senator Pryors, I wish
you
a happy Father's Day.
Thank you for doing this. This is great.
Is he going to pick up the check, for the Father's Day brunch? I don't know. We'll see about that. Okay, Mark, thank you.
All right, we are due for a timeout here. So that was that's pretty cool. That's the first time.
Very cool.
Of all the times I've been doing shows for, I don't know, 10 years or so, never had two senators on at once. I've never had one on at once. So that was pretty exciting. We really went above and beyond today. 11:27. We'll take a timeout. Back at the Pryor Center in a little bit. We've got some. Speaking of Frank Bros, we got a great clip from him talking about football and Ironman football specifically. So we'll look forward to that. Also, again, we'll talk to Robbie Neiswanger about the state of the program from his perspective and the Arkansas News Bureau as he covers the Razorback sporting football, basketball, baseball very closely. Looking forward to a little bit of downtime right now with the family because he's a guy that goes 24/7 during the season. So we'll look forward to visiting with him as well. Talk a little NBA Finals and update you again on the situation at the very wet U.S. Open at Marion. Stay tuned. Here in the Zone, Buzz Radio Network.
This is SportsCenter.
The Broncos released their starting running back of the past two seasons. This SportsCenter update is brought to you by NYPD Pizza. Join NYPD for lunch today and get a huge slice of pizza for only $2.99 or get a pizza salad and a drink for $6.99. NYPD Pizza on Highway 10 across from the ranch. The Denver Broncos have released running back Willis McGahee after he's been the team's starting running back for the past two seasons. Second-year pro Ronnie Hillman and rookie Monte Ball will battle for the starting spot. Game 4 of the NBA Finals is tonight, and LeBron James says he's got to play much better if they want to win.
I'll be much better tomorrow night.
What would better mean for you?
Better than last night. I played.